Yes, final segment. Joe Beamer with you on News Radio 930. WBEN, the voice of Buffalo. I want to thank everyone who was involved last night with our primary coverage. We had, obviously, Josh on the other side of the glass. We had our great panel, Carl Calabrese, Jack O'Donnell, Supervisor Brian Nowak chiming in, Tom Puckett doing great work in the newsroom as always, Jim Fink out in the field. Just want to thank everyone for their help last night. Really love to be able to bring you live programming when we have live events like primary night, like election night. And, you know, that's our goal. Our goal is to be there when news is happening. So thanks to everyone who made that a reality last night. 803-0930, star 930. Talking downtown, I know, Joe, this is one of your go-tos. It is, but we're now comparing to 10 years ago. The rubber duck is coming back to town. And 10 years ago, you could argue there were more positive vibes about the potential future of downtown. That's just not there today. And that's not just Joe Beamer talking. The Buffalo News issued a very similar article. So that's not just, oh, Joe, he's bashing the city again. No, I want nothing but the best. I want the best for the city. Because as Buffalo goes, Western New York goes. But let's compare downtown from 10 years ago and all the problems that are facing it. Randy in Forestville, always patient. Randy, thank you so much.
How you doing today, Joe? Beautiful day in Buffalo, right?
It sure is, Randy. It sure is. The weather, at least.
Yeah, exactly. I always think, love your show. I always think you get this 180 degrees backwards. And everybody in Buffalo, essentially the same thing. We want all these great entertainment venues and all this stuff, but we've wrecked the Western New York economy with all the taxes, all the rules, all the regulations. Our median income in Buffalo is about $20,000 to $25,000 beneath the national average.
That's right. Yeah.
And if you compare us to pretty good cities, the ones that you might compare us to, they go, well, look what Cleveland is doing. I go to Milwaukee from time to time because my son lives in Wisconsin. You would think, it's Milwaukee. Go there. It's 10 times better than Buffalo, but they're business friendly. They still have real businesses. Buffalo has been, I'm 63 years old next month, my entire life, and I'm an old guy now. Buffalo has been run exclusively by Democrats. There's not even a single Republican on the council anymore, is there?
There is not a Republican. Now, Joe Golombek used to be a conservative Democrat. I'm not sure if he still runs with the conservatives, but no, there's not. It's all Democrats.
100%. So, yeah, I've been a landlord in Buffalo for 25 years. The last house I own in Buffalo is under contract, should close next week. I bought and rehabbed 34 units in the city of Buffalo, duplexes and four units. Every one of them was distressed when I bought it. I spent 25 years rebuilding and renting out to mostly really nice people, excellent people for the most part. But it's gotten harder and harder. Buffalo and Western New York, the focus is on how to make poverty more comfortable, make it less of a problem to be poor. Nobody in Western New York says, how do we rebuild a real economy where people go out and earn a six-figure income? You go to other areas. I mean, I went to Indianapolis here recently, a couple years ago, when the Bills played there. I was there that weekend for the Bills game, and my family runs marathons. And Indianapolis, just a random Midwest city. You talk about a difference between Buffalo and Indianapolis?
Absolutely. Randy, downtown Indianapolis is absolutely beautiful.
And we went last spring, we were down in Cincinnati. There's a Flying Pig Marathon. I know you run a bit. And I don't want to compare us to Boston because we were never Boston on our best day. Boston's an entirely different animal.
But by the way, with Cincinnati, it would be difficult to run a marathon after having Skyline Chili. But
oh, good Lord. And by the way, that's the most overrated dish in America. That is awful. I'm telling you, it's nothing but noodles with a giant pile of low-grade cheese. Good gravy. It was not good. I was so excited. You see the pictures, and you're like, are you kidding? This looks great. Not a prayer.
When I was a kid, my mom would make Skyline Chili for dinner. Like that was in the rotation at the Beamer house. So I.
But it wasn't. It's not chili. They don't put chili on.
Yeah, but it was. It was whatever they put. It was. It was the Skyline. It was the noodles and whatever. We would have that in the Beamer house.
Yeah, it was. I was not. We went out last weekend or a couple weekends ago. We went to Michigan City, Indiana. You talk about a nothing place. Because we went out to go see the Indiana Dunes. Our son and daughter-in-law drove down. They met us. They got us an Airbnb. And we spent the weekend in Michigan City, Indiana. It's a nothing. But the restaurants were fantastic. It was cool. Had a great time. And you look at it and you go, my God, this is better than Buffalo. And it's a city the size of Dunkirk. And it was better than Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah.
But my experience of 25 years of buying and rehabbing properties in the city and dealing with the inspectors, oh, my God. And they've made it in the city that they are so intense on making landlords the bad guy. I mean, I know I told you before, I'm trying to think, Nowakowski, he comes on here and refers to landlords as slumlords. I think that is so outrageous that why doesn't he call them slum tenants? Who do you think beats up the properties and damages them?
Absolutely.
But they protect
absolutely.
The tenants so extremely. I could spend an entire four-hour show, Joe, just telling you landlord stories that you would assume were lies because they're so stupid. You wouldn't believe them. But then the city makes it harder and harder. They're punitive towards businesses. If you were working for a big company and they said, hey, we're going to build a new facility and we're going to employ 3,000 people doing something great, and you suggested, hey, how about Buffalo? They would fire you and go, well, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. It's an unpleasant place to do, and it's not the weather. I promise you, it's not the weather.
No.
You know, Wisconsin has crappy weather, and they do a lot better than Buffalo.
Indianapolis has crappy weather.
Yeah, Indianapolis, their weather is, like, worse than ours. Yeah. They don't even get beautiful snow. They get crappy snow that you can't – nobody's going skiing or snowmobiling in Indianapolis.
Yeah, no.
But,
no.
Yeah, there's Indianapolis and Cincinnati, way better than Buffalo.
But it's always – and, you know, I love Mitch Nowakowski, but we obviously disagree when it comes to politics. And the Democrat Party of 2026 is – it's you know, Elon Musk, he's too successful. Randy, you're the landlord. You have money to spare. You're a slumlord. I mean, it's always they always want to make you think that if anyone has any more money than you, they are the evil person. And they can give a few.
I can tell you, I was dealing with not a big legal issue, but I was talking to an attorney a few years ago during the COVID situation, you know, which we don't need to get into that, but that's go into that, right? How Buffalo treated us, how Erie County treated us, you know, paying our health commissioner their $250,000 a year to do nothing. But at any rate, in talking to an attorney, I says, you know, we're getting crushed. I got tenants that don't pay, and there's nothing I can do about it. And he literally says, you guys have so much. You can eat it a little bit during a crisis. That was his attitude. Like, you're a lawyer. You're the one making the big bucks. He goes, I'm broke. I got nothing. They only made like $75,000 a year as a, you know, young attorney. I go, great. That's wonderful. You're broke. Why can't you eat it a little bit? I'll tell you what, this is the kind of stuff that goes on in New York. I just got a notice from our insurance for health insurance. Going to go from $1,190 to $1,405 a month.
Oof.
For medical insurance. And it's just my wife and I, it's just two of us. You know, New York will probably approve it because they have to ask permission for it, obviously, but right. They'll get approved. Nobody will say that. It's $17,000 a year for medical insurance. We don't go to the hospital. I haven't been to the doctor in 10 years.
Wow.
If I'm at the doctor, I need x-rays or stitches.
Yeah. Last time I went to the doctor, I needed the inflammation on my tongue down. They gave me some steroids and sent me on my way. You know, Randy, I'm glad you brought up COVID because I remember I did a few shows for landlords during COVID. And we had the phone lines were slammed. And, I mean, that's the mindset, though. That's how they treated you, the landlords. It's also how they treat business owners. I mean, what do they expect to be left of the state if you keep on saying anyone who's successful, anyone who owns anything is a bad person? Where do they expect the state to be in 20 years?
Exactly, but not every place did that. You know, a lot of, and like I said, I always talk about Wisconsin because it's a point of experience. I go there for my son. And that's not a right-wing state. It's a purple state. Sometimes they have a Republican governor. Sometimes, you know, they'll have Republicans in significant offices. My son lives right in Madison. It's more liberal than Buffalo, more Democrat than Buffalo. But I go there and I talk to Democrats. They're normal people. They want a good pension. They want a good health care, but they're willing to work for it. I know you people in Buffalo hate this, but you're basically lazy. You just want everything handed to you. You know, and you're talking about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I had 34 units, and I was busting my butt in Buffalo. I'm done. I want no part of Buffalo anymore. It's just, it's not worth the effort.
Yeah, that's Buffalo's loss. It's Buffalo's loss, really, at the end of the day.
And in your lifetime, look, we had Trico. You know, some of the greatest cars ever built in America were built in Buffalo.
Yeah.
There was so much industry in Buffalo. You know, the 1901 World's Fair, it was in Buffalo because it was literally the richest city in America. Per capita, more millionaires in Buffalo than New York 125 years ago.
Crazy. Well, Randy, as I always say, I mean, when I was born, they opened Salem Field with the belief that an MLB team could come to Buffalo. 37 years later, an MLB team coming to Buffalo is laughable. I mean, that's how quickly Buffalo's decline has accelerated.
It becomes a downward spiral because, you know, once you start losing, to turn that around and go back the other direction is really, really difficult. Have you ever heard of a town called Levittown?
Yes, yeah, there's a song about Levittown.
Yep. So Levittown, there was a man named Levitt. After World War II, he literally builds a town, names it Levittown. It was a suburb, basically. And he built this beautiful little town, and he sold out to a big conglomerate, and he wound up buying it back. And when he bought it back, he never could regain the momentum. And I learned about this town reading a book by Donald Trump Robert Kiyosaki. And Trump asked him, "You're a great builder. What happened?" He says, "I lost my momentum and I can't get it back." And that's what's happened to Buffalo. You've run every legitimate business out of town. They think they're going to be the next Boston, you know, by bringing in medical. High-end medical people aren't going to come to Buffalo. That ain't happening. I'm a Western New Yorker. I will die here. I love it here. Mm-hmm. But go around the country and tell people, hey, there's a great opportunities in Buffalo. A, they're going to laugh at you. And B, even if there was, they're not coming. They don't want to be here.
Yeah, it's just, it's sad. But Randy, you know, I fear what you're saying is true, that the momentum is in the wrong way. Oh. And it's going to be difficult to turn around. Like, I mean, I you know, my wife and I right now, we both have good jobs. I hope we can stay here. But I think it's crazy to think that my son will stay here when he's, you know, of age.
Well, my son's a little older. He's 41. Like I said, we were in Boston because he ran the Boston Marathon. I'm not comparing us to Boston, obviously. It's an entirely different animal. But I talked to a lot of people while I was there, and they come from all over the world to come to the Boston Marathon. And when you're talking to people and you're like, yeah, I'm from just outside of Buffalo. I live about an hour outside. Nobody says, oh, that's got to be cool. So they're like, oh, geez, you know, really? What are you going to do? Where are you going? I asked my son. He's part owner of our, you know, we've transferred from out of Buffalo, but I still own real estate. My son owns part of the real estate. He's a partner with us on some stuff. And I asked him, are you still thinking about coming home to help this as I'm aging? He just kind of giggled and says, not a chance. I'm not coming back to New York.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing, Randy. Once people leave, very unlikely for them to come back to the state of New York, especially Buffalo.
He has a legitimate reason. Him and his wife both work from home. They're both in the medical industry, software and medical and all that. They can work from wherever they want to. They can go live, and they like Wisconsin. They love Wisconsin. It's not a low-tax state. It's not about taxes, Joe. They pay a ton of taxes in Wisconsin.
But they feel like they're getting something for it.
Exactly. You go walk around. You know, the gentleman on before me, when you're in Madison, on the weekends, all parking is free. And after 5 o'clock, I think it is, all parking is free. You go downtown, you want to go get a burger, you want to go to one of their cool restaurants. They have a circle, kind of like what we have in downtown Buffalo. And on the weekend, they shut the freaking roads down, and they have a giant farmer's market. You could do that with McKinley, but if you did that in Buffalo, people would riot at the idea of shutting down the road around the McKinley Monument downtown.
Yeah.
In Madison, they would riot if you didn't do it.
Oh, that's cool. Those are the kind of ideas that, Randy, they sound simple, but it would bring people downtown. My gosh, people love that kind of stuff.
And I'm telling you, Joe, if you get a chance with your wife and your beautiful son, go to Madison, Wisconsin for a vacation. They get the cool, they have the CrossFit Championships are in Madison every
year.
That's cool. They do all kinds of stuff like that. They actually built University of Madison, Wisconsin. You don't know, they got a football team too.
Yes. Randy, I will be going to Madison.
In the downtown.
I will be going to Madison because Virginia Tech plays Wisconsin, and I think 2032 in Madison.
You'll have the best time, and I'll tell you what. You walk around Madison on a weekend when they're playing at home.
Yeah.
It is madness. It equals or surpasses. I've been to a lot of Bills game out in Orchard Park. Their tailgating takes over the entire city.
Oh, Randy, I mean, this is a conversation we can have. I could do for a week. I love Bills tailgates, and I look forward to Bills games every week. But college versus pro, there's no comparison. No comparison. You go to a Big Ten, an SEC, or some ACC tailgates, I mean, it blows professional. I mean, the Bills are the closest thing to a college atmosphere when it comes to professional football.
That whole city, everybody is wearing red.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I believe it.
That freaking Badger is every place. And if you're out there on a Saturday night, it's madness. There are beer cans you'd swear, oh my God, this place is the worst city in America. You come back out on Sunday morning, it's all gone.
Yeah.
The people who made the mess, they clean it up themselves. They don't expect somebody else to pick it up.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, Randy.
And the cops don't bother you.
Randy, we're up against it. I don't want to get into bow release time. I really always appreciate the call. Randy in Forestville, great stuff as always. You know, we have Odyssey stations in Madison. I should go visit and say it's a business expense. I'm going to visit our sister stations in Madison. No, Wisconsin's a place I've always wanted to go, especially Madison, a college town. But like I said, I do believe Virginia Tech plays in Madison, Wisconsin, 2032. So we can put that on the calendar. I'd love to check that out. And it is. I mean, Randy said it. You go to these. You ever stop somewhere? You're on a road trip and you stop and this looks like a cool little town to stop and have lunch. And you're walking around and going, it may be on a smaller scale, but my gosh, there's more to do in this small little off the highway town that I'd never heard of than there is in Buffalo. And again, I want what's best for Buffalo. I want Buffalo to turn it around. I want my son, when he gets older, to want to stay here. I make these observations because I'm praying for a miracle. All I need is a miracle. All we need is you. So this is something we'll continue to talk about. By the way, breaking news. Alex Tuck will not be returning to the Buffalo Sabres. The GM said Alex Tuck will be missed, but the Sabres are moving on from the winger. They will look for a sign and trade, with multiple sources indicating Washington as the favorite. But again, Alex Tuck, with the trades yesterday, you thought maybe they freed up the money to sign Tuck. You heard David talking about that earlier. According to some sources, now again, this has not been confirmed, but according to some sources, Alex Tuck does not want to stay in Buffalo. The Sabres were willing to do whatever it took, but apparently Alex Tuck does not want to stay in Buffalo, and we've been told from the GM he will be missed, but he is on his way out of Buffalo. Again, Alex Tuck will be testing free agency or will be part of a sign and trade. We'll have to see with the draft coming up on Friday. Anything is possible, but that is that's surprising news. Alex Tuck from Central New York, grew up a Sabres fan. He's on the team. He, helped them get to the playoffs. I realize he had a cold postseason kind of surprised that he doesn't want to be part of what could be a very exciting future for the Buffalo Sabres. Hey, thank you all for the calls and the texts. Really appreciate you joining me on this hump day. I'll be back tomorrow at 1. Tom Byerly's up next on News Radio 930 WBEN.